listeners. We're heading into the classroom today, into a Year 11 economics class, and I'm going to hand it over to Maya Nelson. Maya, welcome.
Hi, everybody. So on Fridays, at the end of the week, we're encouraged to bring in a piece of news that we've read like throughout the week so we can relate it back to what we're learning. So we'll start with Riley.
Hi, Mayel. So this week I read about how Andrew Lee, who is Australia's new Minister for Competition, wants to stop excessive market concentration and is aiming to do that by shaking up the so-called cozy monopolists who are taking over Australia's markets by lifting fines from $10 million to $50 million for anti-competitive behaviour. And this one will help bring in over $500 million worth of revenue for the government and should help with helping the cost of living at the moment, because when you have more competition, prices are obviously going to be lower, so that'll be good for Australians.
Thank you, Riley. Lara, what have you found this week?
I've read about Netflix. So currently they're losing, well, this year they've lost 200,000 customers and their shares have lost more than half of their value. So they're starting to, they want to implement ads in their streaming service so they can provide cheaper plans for people. And that's probably going to help with the sharing logins and passwords between families, etc.
Thanks, Lara. How does that relate to what we've been learning recently?
Last term we did a unit on market concentration and we talked about Netflix's vertical integration.
And what does vertical integration mean?
So Netflix owns and runs every part of the production process of creating movies with Netflix originals mostly.
Thanks, Lara. Diana, what have you found this week?
So Anthony Albanese has joined other Pacific leaders to declare the world's facing a climate emergency. There's a rise in global temperatures that needs to be limited to 1.5 degrees to avoid catastrophic consequences. And the government's aim is to have a higher target of a 43% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2030.
Thanks, Diana. How does that relate to our assignment that we've just got this term?
Well, our task is comparing Australia's environment policy with another country, such as like Poland or Finland.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to Anastasia now. What have you found?
Okay, so this is from Alan Kohler's Thursday Night Review, and he talked about unemployment, so the ABS data in which fell 9.9%, and this took unemployment rates to the lowest they've been since the post-war boom, which contrasts the peak in unemployment, which was experienced at the Great Recession. So this connects to our learning that we've done from like the circular flow model, as this suggests economic recovery and stimulation of the economy. So like more people from the household sector in the workforce, and they're being paid wages in which they can return to businesses.
Thanks, Anastasia. How about Meg? What have you found this week?
I was looking at Coles, who was increasing milk prices by 25% for litre milks and 50% for 2 litres. This is following a 10 cent increase in milk prices across the 3 major supermarkets, so Coles, Woolies and Aldi last year. This indicates a growing cost of living as well as inflation, the latest figures showing a 4.3% increase in food prices from this year to March. So whilst this increase in milk prices is negative for consumers, it's also a positive for farmers.
Thanks, Meg. Lily, what have you got to share?
So I read about the US's increasing inflation. So inflation in the US hit 9.1% in the last 12 months, making it the highest level since November of 1981, as well as the US petrol prices are now hitting record highs in May, averaging above $5 per gallon. And these prices and inflation has led to predictions that the US central bank will hike interest rates further later this month. And there has been a shift in spending from goods to services to cool inflation, but the high competition for workers has led to higher wages, which is now fueling further price rises. And further reports show just how hard the finances of American families have been hit, and US citizens are already changing their spending habits and using their savings to pay for housing and food.
Thanks, Lily. And Emma?
I researched how the president of Sri Lanka fled his country early on Wednesday in the middle of the night, only 2 hours before he was to step down. His departure caused a devastating economic crisis that has triggered severe shortages of food and fuel. and the Prime Minister has stated that the country is bankrupt as the country suffers through its worst financial crisis in decades, leaving millions of citizens struggling to buy food, medicine and fuel. This bankruptcy is due to Sri Lanka's foreign exchange reserves plummeting to record lows, with the country's funds running out to pay for essential imports, including food, medicine and fuel.
Thanks, Emma. And lucky last, we have Sienna.
So with the current rise in inflation in Australia, childcare costs have grown by more than 3% above in the past decade, which is the second fastest growing component of the consumer price index over time, the top being tobacco. So these cost of living pressures are already really high, and this out-of-pocket payment is making it really difficult for women with children to work and pay for childcare. So it has dropped the participation in labour over time. So there has been the government has implemented a $5.4 billion package over 4 years to boost the childcare subsidies to 90%, which is meant to consequently boost labour by 8% more hours being worked per week.
Yeah. Thanks, Sienna. Well, that's all for today. We hope you enjoyed our news sharing.
Absolutely. We hope you enjoyed being in the classroom today. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.